always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? This is your boy, Don Christian.
And it's your boy, Frog.
And, man, look, today we're going to get it in about what, Frog? What we going to talk about today, man?
Your dirty laundry.
And just for the record, you know what I'm saying? I don't usually say this, but, Frog, what are we going to talk about when you say dirty laundry? Share it with the people so they know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still figuring that out.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about dirty laundry. Obviously, it has something to do with something that's dirty in your life. Frog really didn't clarify what we're going to talk about for some reason today. So
do I always have to clarify?
Yes, clarify.
You always want to get into the meat, like, so, right in the beginning of the show. I mean,
I really would like to know what the heck we're going to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
And to let you guys know, Don Christian does not know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
he is literally clueless on this, that's my fault.
But I always got something to say, so, you know, that's how I do it, man. This is Yada Da King Radio. We have to be ready. The Word of God says you got to be ready in season and out of season. So whatever we're going to talk about, I'm going to be cool, man. Speaking of all this stuff that we're going to talk about, we're going to have Jason Earls, a Christian comedian and youth pastor. He's going to get on the show today, man, and we're excited to have him just talk about his testimony, his lifestyle, and all that, man. And
how to be a comedian, a Christian comedian.
Yeah. How to do it the right way.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's some stuff that he actually, he's from, he lives currently in pretty much in Seattle, Washington, Kent, Washington, which is just around the corner, you know what I'm saying? And he does come and talk to us. He kind of mentors us a couple of, sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, yeah, he does.
Yeah, so he, man, we really excited to get him on here, man. We wanted to expose some people to something besides some, you know, hip-hop music or Christian music. This is actually Christian comedy. And, you know, everything you do, we want you to glorify the King with it. We want you to yada the King with it. You know what I'm saying? Frog, man, how you been today, man? You good?
I'm pretty good, man. Been working on the music video, the rewriting music video.
Okay, when can the people expect that? I know,
if things keep going good, man, it should be ready by next week. Debut it at the Willie Will release party.
Lord willing. Okay.
Yeah.
So, man, look, that is some good news. You know, we always got good news here on the Yada Da King Show, right?
That's right.
Man, we always got good news, man. Speaking of good news, man, we're going to go to this cut by D-Mob called I'm a Creature, man. And when I first heard this song, bro, and we played it before, but when I first heard this song, I was like, this song is a problem. You know what I'm saying? So... D-Mob, you did your thing. Me, I'm a creature.
And by the way, D-Mob's going to be here for the Willie Will release party.
Next week.
August 14th.
That's right. Let's get it.
It seems like everybody out here want to be a beast nowadays. And that's cool. You can be a beast, man. But what I done, I done stepped in my game. I'm a creature. Yeah. Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed. I ain't living the same. The same as running, jumping off a roof to me. With no parachute, the landing won't turn out beautifully. I close my eyes to get you to see. I hustle to the point you're probably thinking it was two of me. My roots run deep, impossible to move the tree. That's evidence and we're growing in faith to do to me. I'm a creature, man, gone put the pressure on me. So sharp with the word, they threaten to put de-esser on me. Yes, Aroni, cut he's something like a specialist. I'm off the chain, that's why you don't see a boy in necklaces. I'd be reckless if I tried to entertain every negative imagination in my brain. Matt 6 and 33, yeah, I'm a seeker. You can feel it through the speaker. Your boy D-Mob's a creature. Yeah. Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed, I ain't living the same. Cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
Your boy can crush and restore you with the same hand. So I let them take charge like a visa, cause you either love them or you live your life as a deceiver. You offer fame and fortune, I suggest you choose neither, cause he'll lead you where banana clips peel like Chiquita. I'm validated by the king, so that mean I ain't never gotta worry about a thing. The way I used to live was quite dirty and obscene, but because the blood washed me, I can scream, I'm clean. I had to go with Christ, left your boy bitter. No apologies, but he's who I follow, like Twitter. I was told everything gold don't glitter. Guard your life, it could be gone in the flash. Get the picture. Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed. I ain't living the same, cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
Say what now?
I'm a creature.
Hey, your boy brand new, that's how I do what I does. So I never go back to who I was, cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jason Earls, in here in the Yada the King Radio Studio. That's right. They doing it big here, y'all. I'm in the booth. They got a polo bear carpet. That's right. Polo bear carpet. That's why you should listen to Yada the King Radio, because they got polo bear carpets and they giving the gospel through creative means. That's with that hip-hop, baby.
Yes, I'm saved, but I keep it 100. Cause in the body of Christ, we share one stomach. And what I say is out of love, so take it how you want it. You know the truth, you just choose to run from it. We run around acting mad like God left us. He a provider, we just mad he ain't provide extra. Some of us need a small, it fit us a lot better. But we love to go big, we want them to 5X's. You know how much of the world you got it better than. You act like life's a race that you trailing in. It's more folks behind you than in front of you, but you don't look back to realize you ahead of them. Don't appreciate much, look at what you're blessed with. Fresh white tee on, look at what you're dressed with. My hair's fine, quit looking at the next chick. God made you beautiful, accept it, it's only one.
One, 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 one.
My maker, creator,
one,
I love you
one,
either way.
On the hardwood floor last year, I've been a pizza guy, I've been a cashier, I've been up before, I had a bad year, but I'm still here, baby, I'm still here. I done some dirt, I could be in jail now, could have been killed back when I was still hellbound. They could have kicked the door to the hotel down, could have took her and pumped me full of shell rounds. I done ran up in the banks with the fake checks, been pulled over with the pills in my Avirex, ounced in the armrest. I ain't no new jack, but God spared me, dog, and he ain't have to do that. Headed down the wrong path, itching for a felony. Heard God whisper, he ain't have to yell at me. He said leave and I backed out, looked to the sky, and he still had his hand out. It's only one.
One, 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 one.
My maker, creator,
one,
I love you
one,
either way.
Yes, that was Bizzle. That song was called One, Only One. So, yeah, that's the song we played. We want y'all to, man.
Bizzle, I hope we played that song.
Bizzle, he actually came up here, man, and he was doing his thing, bro. I mean, I really enjoyed checking him out, seeing what he was doing, man. He's a young cat, got saved. But we got Jason Earls, who he's a young cat and saved. And, you know, he's a youth pastor, Christian comedian, man. First of all, Jason Earls, man, let the people know what's good on the podcast, man.
What's happening, man? The podcast is what's popping. You can take the podcast all over. We just got back from Africa, man. We took Yada the King and Genuine Life all the way to Africa, man.
Yeah.
Given, you know, was even able to give a Muslim a Genuine Life shirt, man.
Wow. That's big. Yeah. Hey, you gave him the one that said, I'm in love with Jesus?
No, I gave him the one.
But, came first.
You know, you know, Genuine Life donated a bunch of shirts, and y'all donated a tall tee.
Yeah.
You know, and brothers ain't wore them since 86. So since he was the Muslim cat that wore the, you know, wore a little long piece, I figured, man, that he could wear that up to the mosque, man, and get his worship on. And we'll be out of the city too.
Hey, look. So did you give him the one that said, I'm in love with Jesus, or the one that said, kingdom first?
Yeah, I can't remember, man. Whichever was the long white tee.
Okay. Yeah,
it could have been either one.
Yeah, it could have been either one, man. But that's dope, dog. Look, he gave a Muslim and told him to go to the mosque. Hey, man, they might have stoned that dude, bro. Oh,
no, man. Yeah. But here's the crazy thing about that, though.
Yeah,
man, I had just spent a few days talking with him, just like laughing and chopping it up with him, you know, just, you know, briefly talk with him about stuff.
Yeah.
And then one day, man, the Lord was able to allow us to spend 2 hours, man, just chopping up the gospel with him. And at the end, that brother said, I understand now.
Wow.
I want to go to church with you. And can we come back tomorrow and read the Bible together?
Praise God, man. So what part of Africa were you in, man?
Man, I was in the northern Volta region, in a town called Nkwanta. And man, just some friends of mine from down in Houston I met when I was in seminary, they moved out there. And you don't hear about too many African Americans just giving up all they had going to the mission field. So the Chin family, shout out to Lord and Jan Chin. They my friends on Facebook. Y'all can check them out. And just support them cats, encourage them, drop them a line on the book, you know, on the Facebook, because they out there by themselves, man.
Yeah.
And really getting it. So that's what we did, man. That's where we went.
Man, that's really hot, man. Just being able to go out there. I mean, we had actually talked to you before you were as you were getting ready to go out there. But what made you want to go out to Africa, man, and minister out there?
So check this out, man. So I've with the comedy piece, you know, one of my goals is to make disciples, fulfill the Great Commission through comedy. And but really, man, since a child, I knew that it was every Christian's responsibility to get the gospel out. You know, and I thought the extent of mine would just be, you know, giving my little 50 cent when I was a little boy to the missionary, you know, fund. And, man, just in 08, man, the Lord just convicted me because... You know, there's a statement, there's a thought that says, what you believe is what you do.
Yeah.
So you can tell what you believe by what you do. So if I looked at that, you know, if I really believe that my responsibility was to get the gospel out to the whole world, you know, I wasn't doing it. So based upon what I was doing, some people would say I didn't believe that.
Yeah.
And the Lord just convicted me, man. So I repented. I went and got a shower curtain with the whole world on it. And when I'd be taking a shower, I would just be looking at the map, praying for the world. And then the next thing I did was started contacting missionaries that I knew.
Yeah.
Wow. And so it was the Chins. And just not anything for the church, not anything for the youth ministry, but just me doing my part. So I called them, just said, hey, man, I've neglected you as a friend. I've neglected you as my brother.
Wow.
And, which ultimately I was neglecting the gospel. Mm. And I just started, you know, asking, how can I pray for them? What did they need? Along with, you know, other folks. Like, you know, I jumped on, you know, when I was in Dallas, you know, I knew about Wycliffe Translators. You know, jump on their website and just see what's going on with them so I could pray. So then from Lloyd and I talking, he said that his focus was to start bringing teenagers out there and expose them just to the mission field.
Yeah.
And, you know, from that, we just got together a group from our church, man, and we took a team of 9 of us out there to Nkwanta, Ghana.
Now, I heard while you guys were out there, you guys were without you guys' luggage for like a couple of weeks or something, or like a week.
Man, look, we flew in, we left Tuesday, and we didn't get our luggage to the following, to Monday night. So we were without our luggage for like pretty much 6 3/4 of a day. So almost 7 days we didn't have any luggage. So So Jokic, you can imagine the team got real close. Get kept, you know, for 6 days, got two bad draws. Yeah, man, that, you know, you doing work for Jesus. You know, we went 2 days without toothbrush, and yeah, man, it was rough.
Oh boy. But, so y'all got
that. Yeah, man, we.
Man, look, this is what we're going to do. Man, he had dirty laundry right there, man. Real talk?
Real talk.
So, look, this is what we're going to do, man. We're gonna hop into this song right now from C. Micah called Leviticus 11:45 featuring Mr. Dale. We're going to hop into that joint real quick, and we're going to be right back on Yada Da King Radio.
For I hold it. Be ye holy. For I hold it. Be ye I'm surrendered like a sticker, raise my hands, arms lifted up, plus my heart too. He's the potter, I'm the clay, call it art school. Now I'm bouncing when I'm in his presence. I say I'm holy cause he's holy, now I give him reverence. Confess Jesus' name, then was made righteous. When I repent, he look at me, then he see what Christ is. So am I saying I should freely sin?
Nope.
All I'm saying when I do, that he lets me in. I would repent to turn from my ways. Cause when he died, he shed his blood for my wicked ways. Be ye holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy.
See Mike like that.
Woo.
Mr. Off the Wall, we gon' bring it right back.
Ha.
Do it for my dogs on lean in the left.
Yes.
Looking for the answer, but they don't know where it's at. The H, the O, the L, the Y. In Christ, I'm nice and so fly. The word in me redeem my soul. My goal in life to save some soul. Salute to the King. I seek first the kingdom, then he add these things. I do it like Christ and the swagger so mean. But since I got peace, I say the swagger so clean. I'm holy.
Be holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy. See, your boy is
holy,
cause he's
holy.
Now that I know, Micah must be holy.
Yeah.
I stand in my faith, I spit it from my lung. To join a circus, cause some flames coming off my tongue. But it's not because my rhyme's sick. Like Jeremiah, I got fire shut up in my pit, shut up in my belly. I got to let it out. Be trying to talk, but sometimes I just gotta shout. See, I'm holy cause he said I am. Was made righteous by the blood of the risen lamb. See, this word in my heart is where it's gonna hide. I stand on LEV 11:45.
Be ye holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy. Be ye holy, for I holy.
What's up, America? It's your boy, Fulfiller of Genuine Life. I'm over here chilling with my boys, Frog and Don Christian in Yada Da King Studios. And I just want to encourage y'all, man, if you ain't got no banging music to listen to, direct your mouse over to iTunes and download the show. You already know what it is. Yada Da King Radio.
Wrote so many rhymes, broke my heart, and all I find is just a broken mind. Tried so many things, flew with broken wings. I tried to soar, but then the Lord was there to humble me. And now I know that I'm in need of a savior, someone to save. My good
in bad type behavior. Who loves me just as much as he did when we met? And I regret letting my faith die. Lord, please resurrect, huh?
Yeah. And I don't know why. Come on. I try it alone. I need to lean on him and keep my eyes on the throne.
Yeah, I'm giving up now. Flesh suicide. Yeah. Can't go on if I only got my own line. Ringo shot him down. Skulls and crossbones. It was either him or me, and I chose
this
Christ.
This ain't a matter of right or wrong. I long for understanding so I can fight through myself and be the last man standing. I can't know the future, so I struggle with my past and wonder if the two of me would they agree. I wouldn't last without the power of someone who's more than just a friend of me, who independently rescued me from who I pretend to be. I know he's mending me. He knows just where he's sending me. I just gotta let go and let him leave without a hint of me.
And I don't know why. I try it alone.
All alone.
I need to lean on him and keep my eyes on the throne.
I'm giving up now. Flesh suicide. Can't go on if I only got my own mind. Ringo shot him down. Skulls and crossbones. It was either him or me, and I chose Christ.
I'm the patient one to move at my pace. Not knowing that I need to learn to just chase. Everything he is, yep, his face turns to grace. Relax, let him move. Gotta learn to love my place. Always breaking down doors that I wanna enter. Not knowing that it could prolong and be sinful. Gotta lay it down, I gotta give up my will. It's not about me, got some glory to fulfill.
Yeah. I used to be. It's kind of funny because I look at the path that God has brought me on, and what once was so important, man, it's long gone. It don't even exist. And I apologize for who I was.
Look, that was Benja. The song is called New Creation, man. That's right, Benja.
Benaya?
Not Benaya.
Who are you talking about?
The artist's name is Benja, bro.
Dog, that's Benaya, dog.
He don't go by Benaya?
It's not Benja.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. When have you heard somebody say Benja?
It's B-E-N-J-A.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Benaya, man.
Welcome back.
Okay,
welcome back to Yada the King Radio, where we are either on one accord or two accord.
Man, hey. Okay, so, hey, if it's Benaya, then I've been wrong, man. So,
it's all right, man.
Benaya, my bad. The song is called New Creation. I really did think his name was Benja because I'm just reading, you know what I'm saying, the B-E-N-J-A.
The only reason is because I heard somebody say it before, that's why.
Yeah, I don't know. But, hey, when you look up Benja, all right? Look it up. Every way you find him. This was actually it's a pretty dope song, man. It's an acoustic joint, man, and I love that, man. Hey, man, I got cats clowning me on the little live stream. For all those that don't know, man, on the live stream, you can see us live while we're doing this show. You get to see some of the stuff we do behind the scenes. All that, you get to see some funny pictures. We got a picture of Jason Earls right now, you know what I'm saying, with the jerry curl, with his pants all the way up to his chest, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Hey, even people in the live stream thought it was Benja, man. So I'm just saying, if his name is Benaya, he need to spell it a little bit different. Because when you read it, it's Benja. But anyways, man, look.
That's one of the things, y'all, about this new wave of Christian artists coming out, man. Everybody wants to be, you know, everybody wants their name to have an acronym. You know, everybody, you know, just one word to all the Christian rappers. When you on stage, please do not grab your crotch. That is not what the Lord meant when he said gird up your loins, man. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
When you got Christian rappers on stage, man, grabbing themselves, man, trying to be hard. Like, man, cut the gangster stuff out, brother.
Like they about to pull a pistol out or something, man. Hey, this is what I want to do, Jason Earls, man. Can we get into your testimony, man? We'd like to know, man, how did you come to the Lord?
Ah, man, I appreciate that question, man.
Most folks just want jokes. But, man, so, man, Jason Earls was born, man, to Robert and Karen Earls, man. Ida Earls, Robert's mom, was a faithful sister, man, and really had dedicated, you know, her life to really raising up and impacting young kids and her kids for the Lord. And so, man, so my dad, my mom, you know, her father is a pastor out in Virginia. And so, man, my parents really grew up, you know, really committed. So once they had us, of course, they raising us up in that same vein, those convictions. And so, you know, my dad started preaching when I was 5 years old. So I was consistently around just chopping it up in the scriptures as a young boy. I remember, you know, my dad having, you know, at the old, you know, the picnic table, people coming over the house, you know, interacting, having Bible studies. And so at the age of 8, man, I was outside playing with some, you know, shooting a slingshot, homemade slingshot. And, dude, I walked in the house and went in the bathroom, put the toilet seat down, and just got on my knees and asked God to, I said, God, please come into my heart. Then I went to Sunday school, meeting.
Hold on real quick. I just got to ask you this. Did you shoot somebody with the slingshot first, or did you do it after?
No, man. Check this out. It's funny, man. I was just out there shooting a slingshot, man. I just walked in the house for some reason and went in there and asked Jesus to come to my heart. So then,
wow.
You know, of course, I was 8. So, you know, I hadn't always been the smartest dude. So I go to church to the HYPU meeting, and, man, they're in there talking, and brother Tyree saying, he said, man, you gotta confess your sins. You gotta admit that you're a sinner.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I guess I'm not saved then, because I didn't confess that I was a sinner. I just asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. So a few days later, my mom had called me in her room to rebuke me, because I was at a birthday party and I laughed at a vulgar joke. One of my little friends had told a vulgar joke to a little girl, and she caught wind that he told it, and I was laughing. So she called me in the room to rebuke me on it. And just like, you know, you shouldn't laugh at stuff like that. I was like, yes, Mama, I know. And I left out of her room, went in my room, man, and man, just got on my knees and said, Lord, you know, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for my sins. And, Lord, I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. And so then, after that, I started, you know, I started really pursuing God and the understanding of the scriptures.
Yeah.
But then, man, something happened when I was in, you know, when I was in sixth grade. Man, I noticed that it was dudes in my school that could fight, and dudes in my school that could, like, who could really joke. And I started looking up to these cats, man. They had, you know, that's when the Bombers and the Reebok Classics first came out. And I just liked the way that these dudes carried themselves, and I started checking them out. Then I got to sixth grade and saw, you know, the girls talking about the cool dudes and what they said they wanted to do with them. So my affection began to change. I started participating in idolatry. I got, you know, I still on Sundays would worship Yahweh. But then, you know, on Mondays when I would get back to school, man, I got another God, man, and that God was cool.
Yeah.
And so on went years, you know, of worshiping Yahweh and then worshiping, you know, the God of coolness. Mm. And so once I got to college, man, I realized I had stooped, you know, just to a level. You know, I really felt like I was doing well because I knew the Bible. You know, I had those years of really growing and understanding the scriptures. I understood that it was my responsibility to give the gospel. You know, even as a young cat, I would go to the wrestling matches when they would come to the arenas. And, man, I would take some tracks on the sneak, grab about 2 or 3 gospel tracks, and pass them out to folks as a young buck. But, again, once, you know, cool became my other God, then that stuff kind of slowed down. But, you know, since I was totally committed on the Sunday,
I felt like, you know, I was doing, just being deceived. And, man, once, there were certain things that I wouldn't do on a Sunday. You know, I would wild out with the sisters, but I wouldn't wild out with the sisters on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I did that one Sunday. I wild out with a sister. And that's when I realized, like, you know what? Even your false standards that you have, your ungodly standards that you have, for your own self, you're even stupid low to, you know, you're getting rid of those. Hmm. And then I was on college campus, and one girl walked out of the student union, Foster Hall at Virginia State, and then she said, "Jason, where you going?" And I'm like, "Girl, I'm going to heaven." Just, you know, just joking. And she, man, she had this distraught look on her face. She said, "You go to church?"
Yeah.
And man, that comment crushed me. I was like, man, she didn't even, like, didn't make the face saying that you were saved. She can't even associate you with church.
Wow.
We said a lot about how I was living to me. And man, that thing just crushed me so hard, man.
Wow.
Then on top of that, my cousin was living with us at the time. And we were real tight, man. He, you know, he came from a, you know, his background wasn't as, you know, wasn't as fortunate as ours. So he came to stay with us, and we would share the same king size bed. You know, this is my cousin. He ain't, you know, no homo.
Yeah.
But,
we understand.
We would just, you know, we would just share the same bed, man. And that was my man. And his father died, and he got saved. And I was like, man, if he learned how to be a Christian from looking at me, man, he's gonna be jacked.
Oh, man.
And so I was like, again, I was like, man, I'm supposed to be showing this dude the example, but he looking at me, knowing that I'm getting high sometimes, knowing that I'm going out getting drunk, knowing that I'm, you know, wilding out, and now he gets saved and looks at the one, you know, one of the closest Chris friends, cousins that he has. And he's, you know, is that what I'm supposed to live like? So, man, I quickly repented to the Lord after all three of those circumstances. And that was my second semester in college, which was 1996. And the Lord just knocked the brother off his horse, man. I really, because of my drunkenness in college, man, one night I lost my sight for like 5 minutes.
Wow.
You know, I was in the band, marching hard, you know, being stupid, didn't eat halfway right, didn't eat anything after breakfast, went and marched a homecoming parade, went and watched a homecoming game, went to a gym jam, got high, got drunk, and man, my body just was shutting down. Mm. And man, I was like, okay, yeah, brother's in bad shape. So, I repented, confessed to the Lord, man, and then the Lord's like, yep, not only do I want you to get your life right, but I want you to preach. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm tripping now. A brother done got too high.
Yeah.
A brother is tripping. Yeah, I was like, man, I let my dad and my granddad do the preaching, but not me.
Yeah.
Because I like being myself. I like being the jovial Jason. And if I look at my granddad, you know, he's one of them old school preachers that it takes his time and talk, because that's the way that he does. I was like, man, no, I don't want to be one of those dudes. I want to be the fun Jason.
Yeah.
And so I kind of bucked up against that one for a minute. Like, yeah, Lord, I can't hide the fact that I need to get my life together. That, you know, that I'm doing, you know, I'm living a sinful lifestyle. But, you know, that preaching thing is just going to have to, yeah. That's my dad's thing.
Yeah.
And I just started studying the scriptures, man. And every single time, you know, I really began growing in the scriptures. And the Lord, you know, took me back, you know, in the gym. I was getting my weight up. And then every time it seemed like I was studying the scriptures, man, it was always dealing with something about communicating God's word.
Yeah.
It was something about, you know, something about a dude preaching, something about, you know, somebody proclaiming his word. And then one night, Here we go. I ain't trying to sound like all, you know, spooky stuff, but man, I had a dream one night. And I had this dream. Anyways, you know, a lot of people put a lot in dreams, but you know, you gotta follow the word of God. Mm-hmm. And I woke up, and when I woke up, man, 1 Corinthians 1:17 was just on my mind. Like I could see it. I was like, man, what's that about? And I went and read it, man. It says, for God sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and words, lest the cross be made of non-effect. And I just started laughing. I'm like, you got me. I quit, you know. Yeah. I surrendered to that call. I had been living right. I had been, you know, seeking after, you know, committed to the Lord. But then I committed to just, you know, the ministry as well. And, you know, I figured that, you know, I didn't want to be just a regular preacher. I still didn't. Mm. And, I realized, okay, God, you called me to preach. I hear you. But I'm not just going to get up in the pulpit because I don't want to be the dude that's about show. So for 2 years, man, I was in the lab just maintaining that growth, you know, pattern that I was on. And October 99, I had started teaching a Bible study on campus. I was drum major in the band, which I didn't want to do at first. I'm like, man, I can't be a preacher and a drum major, you know. But my pops was like, man, you can show them what a drum major is supposed to look like.
Wow.
And I went out for drum major, made the drum major, and was committed, you know, to the Lord and honoring God on the band field, on the football field. When we got down, you know, because we went to a black college band, we didn't do the bang, 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 bang. Yeah, we got down, but I made sure I honored God with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, shortly after that, you know, of course, you know, I was in the St. John Baptist Church when my dad was passing. So I did the official, you know, the initial sermon, got licensed, graduated from Virginia State University. And I wanted just to further prepare, man. I just, you know, again, I wanted to be a dude that spoke the truth. So I went to seminary, moved to Dallas Theological Seminary. Mm-hmm. And Dallas Theological Seminary, man, I was taking a class. They made us do a creative assignment. And I called my creative assignment Serious Comedy, where we had to just interpret a passage creatively. And I did, you know, it was Acts chapter 3, where Peter and John went to the gate called Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, when I got to the beggar part, I act like a bum, you know, like a beggar. Just did a whole, you know, funny skit. And the Lord used that piece, man. And after then, I was like, you know what? I think I want to do this comedy stuff for real. So I know I'm probably taking too much time.
Let's do this. We're going to do this. We're going to get back into your testimony. We're going to run into this song, though, right quick, by Dylan Chase called Stay Here. So if you tuned in, don't go nowhere. Stay here. Yada Da King Radio. Let's get it.
I want to stay here. This place. I want to stay here. Nah, don't turn away. Don't lose this. You were chose today. As you wrote away on a few scripts, incur with saints is how you do it, man. Man, tell them, but you blew it. You were fit with your wife like you're clueless. Who's this? Looking like Judas. Got a fuse lit and you debate like a student. Surely not God's possession. Turn from his grace like I want transgression. Let's examine my thoughts, directions. Try to discover when they started trekking. Backwards on this deceptive detour. Forget that he's Lord, accept defeat all. Go unprotected in the stress of these wars. I profess that I'm less, I need more. Grace, then it chases the saint. We can't help but feel a little fake. Yeah, it's like God give a blade. I say things are split like I get my own state weight. I remember I left that show feeling incredible like rep him, bro. Then I stepped out slow as they all said that you really blessed me. Yo, ho, I guess I've arrived. Now I drive home and chill in the ride. No time to study, man, I pull myself out. Let me check my list, there I've got no doubt. Well, play music, talk to the waiver. All the while, man, my heart's still on Christ. Thought I was right, I just rocked it tonight. Shit, a gospel of hate is a talk on the mic. My main distraction was relaxation. Didn't wanna sleep in my armor, so I take it off. And I'm lost, it's a slow fade. but it's gotta start some way.
Don't let me leave, I want to stay. Don't let me leave, I want to stay.
See, I was finna fool, and really I was on E. They saying can't harm me, sorry. Yeah, it turns out I was grown out. Misplaced confidence was the first route that got me away from where I wanted to stay. Tear-filled eyes and a brace I couldn't pay on my mind. Now I'm thinking about the bills I got due. Still, it's not cool to spill the gospel like it's normal news. It's more than news. Take my mind off that, can't afford it, dude. So here's my solution to stay here, stay where. With a mind on this mercy every day, stare at the picture in the scripture. Remind myself the gift that I get to receive. Ain't a promise of a life that's easy, but a relationship with the King.
So bright, it never felt so right, like I just took flight. My view from up here, man, the sky's so blue. I just waved to a cloud like, hey, how you? He said he admired my style, I'm trying to get like you. I say this like tailor-made, but it might fit you. He said he had some stunner shades that I might fit too. I said thanks, but no thanks, face what I see through. Peace. I kept it moving like the highway clear. Ain't no point in looking for me, cause I ain't there. I am here, and that's wherever they are not. That's why to me it's summertime when it ain't even hot. So why they dressing up a life that they ain't even got? I'm trying to straighten my top like an old school box. If you first don't die, you have no reason to live. So me, I gotta shine whatever season it is, yeah.
Cause when the sun shines, it's summertime. The sun line, it's sunshine. The sun shines, you will never find. To the sun shines, it's summertime. When the sun shines, it's summertime. And the sun line, it's sunshine.
It's like you're walking on air. I said, yeah, cause I am an heir to the throne, that is. I'm in a zone that's inside the zone I'm in. Reflecting this life like the chrome that's spin. Until the young boy go home again. But until then, I preach like a martyr do. Chicken and ribs, I'm live at the barbecue. So get you a plate, is what you ought to do. Before the whole place switch like an audible. Before the card game starts and the spade cuts hard. Man, I paint a perfect picture, this is art. I hope you understand what I'm pursuing. We not grooving, we keep moving. So I keep doing what he say first. I've been hired, yeah, man, the faith I work, yeah.
Cause when the sun shines, it's summertime. The sun line, it's sunshine.
G, but whether you in tune like you're singing on key, you are like the moon, and pretty soon you will see that without the sun, man, the moon would never be. So this panoramic scene shows what I really mean. That without the sun, man, your light can't be seen. Which would really mean summertime is just a dream. Unless you want a team of the Lord Elohim. Ha, I will let y'all catch up. This a royal priesthood slingshot matchup. And this right here is a young rendition. A smooth composition to get y'all listen. See, you're doing nothing if you aren't fishing. So therefore I gotta hit the street like Michelin. So if you don't die, you have no reason to live. So me, I gotta shine whatever season it is.
Yeah, cause when the sun shines, it's summertime. The sun line, it's sunshine.
you didn't know, you are tuned in to Yada Da Q Radio. Jason Earls, man, that's where you're at, so you're not lost, man. What's up, bro?
In the building. No, man, I'm trying to find this podcast once more, man.
On iTunes?
No, man, on the live stream. That's
you got,
I got it.
Up?
I'm back in the business.
Okay, there you go.
I once was lost. Now I'm found.
Okay, man. Hey, we did actually end you kind of like while you were talking into your testimony, and you were clearing some dirty laundry. Man, you had a lot of dirty laundry you had to get rid of in that joint, right?
Yeah.
So I mean,
yes,
man,
sir.
Really, let me ask you, when was your we kind of talked and as you started ministering and stuff, but when did you actually accept the call of being a minister of the gospel?
Man, that was sometime in 96, man. Yeah, sometime in 96. Because it was February 96 that I said, okay, Lord, I know I need to live my life. You know, I need to surrender to you. So it was sometime a few months after that, man, that I started saying, okay, Lord, I will preach.
Yeah.
I'll communicate the scriptures. So yeah, and I just decided, you know, that I didn't want to get up and just preach real quick. I just wanted to, you know, spend time praying, you know, and preparing.
Yeah.
And my pops told me this when I told him. My dad said, man, he said, Jason, always remember that a call to preach is a call to prepare.
Mm.
God called Moses, and Moses prepared for 40 years before he went back to Egypt. And I was like, cool.
I can get the Oh man. Nah, I can get that. Said I got 40 years,
man. That's it.
Was it a hard decision to make, or I mean, not a hard decision, but was there anything keeping you from doing that? Or from the call of preaching? Cause I know a couple of people that God has spoke to them and said, you know, I want you to do this. And, you know, I want you to preach, but then they kind of were like, man, I don't know if I can do that, and actually shied away from doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I know a prime example from that. My dad, when he was growing up, he didn't want to be a preacher. He was like, yo, God, I'm not going to be a preacher. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, after being saved for 20 years, basically he had to get to a point. He had to get rid of the, you know, the stigma or the dirty laundry. You know what I'm saying? Of trying to run from God, and he had to just listen to God, and God told him, hey, I want you to start a church. And they actually just started the church that we had, New Creation Christian Center, 2 years ago. So that's one example. I know my guy Jason Earls got something to say about that too.
Yeah, man. I just think that cats who say that God is, you know, who know that God called them to preach, and then, you know, they're saying they don't want to. Dude, that's a sin issue. It's not a necessarily a self-confidence piece.
Yeah.
Because if God told you to do something, dude, you got to do it. So for me, it was just, again, I had lived for years not doing what God wanted me to do. So after it became clear and apparent that's what God wanted me to do, I was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm satisfied. Doing what God has called us to do, has purposed us to do, man, is the best spot that we can be in. You know, I was in the band at that time. And so I understand instruments. The instrument was made not for the instrument itself. The instrument was made for the musician. And when the musician plays the instrument, it affects other people, man. And so, just like the instrument is made for the musician, man, God made us for himself.
Yeah.
And so God wants to, you know, God wants to use us to affect other people. He wants to make some good tunes with us, some good tracks. So,
man, that's what's up. Man, Frog, man,
yeah, man.
This is the spot we're going to get into the dirty laundry, man. Do you want to, you know, elaborate? You want to share some dirty laundry that you had to get cleared up? You want to, is there anything you want to say about that, Frog?
Well,
you asking Frog, or you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking Frog right now. We gonna okay. After Frog does it, I'm gonna have you do it.
Some dirty
laundry.
Well, see, that wasn't the intent of the show. like airing dirty laundry.
Okay, what
I know, it just ended up rolling that way. I don't know now.
All right, see, this is what I was saying, y'all.
I let
my guy Frog. He asked other people. Hey, hold up. Is this topic gonna be a good topic?
Usually we talk about the topic, and I'm like, hey, what do you think about this topic? And he was like, it's cool. And then we didn't talk about it ever since then.
Yeah, so I'm...
So...
But this is what I'm going to do.
I apologize, everybody, for...
That's what it was right there. For the, Hey, but we got to stay ready, man. So I'm just going to talk about, man, since we on this right now, dirty laundry... What are some stuff that we got to clean up in our life, man? That's the spin I'm going to take on there. Is that cool, Frog?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so we're going to clean up some stuff in our life. Right. And once again, when you hear that gunshot, that means something had to die. Man, I just want to talk. First of all, I'm going to give this a testimony of something that happened when I was younger. I went to O'Day High School. It was an all-boys high school. It was cool. It was like kicking it with your homies, which... When you guys go to co-ed high schools, you still kick it with your dudes, you know what I'm saying? So don't be tripping. I went there for 2 years, and in my sophomore year, man, we used to cheat in class all the time, bro. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Look, we had what was the math class, man? I can't even remember. See, that's what happens when you cheat. You forget.
Arithmetic.
No, not. Nah, it's after algebra. You have what?
What's that? Calculus.
Calculus.
Geometry.
It might have been geometry actually. Well, one of those classes, right?
Trigonometry.
No, it wasn't all that. I think it was calculus.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we just all interrupted your testimony. My bad.
Nah, it's
okay. In VA, we had algebra 1, geometry, algebra 2. And then we had, I don't know, because I just made it to algebra 2.
It was
trigonometry or something.
It was
Nita can tell us.
It was the one where you know geometry, where you got to do the sides. You got to know this is 45 degree angle.
That's geometry.
That's right. So we had geometry, right? So in this geometry class, we would take quizzes, and the teacher would walk through the aisles. Now I'm just sharing a testimony. Okay, I don't do this no more. But the teacher would walk through the aisles, right? And as soon as the teacher walked by us, bro, like the whole class would be like, yo, what is this number? Do you guys know?
So, you guys were that quiet and understanding? Yes. The teacher would walk right by you.
Yes, yes. And we would get the, you know what I'm saying? We would hand out the answers.
Did the teacher have hearing aids?
No, man. The teacher, I mean, we didn't say nothing. I mean, come on, man. You act like you never cheated in class, bro.
I don't know, man.
Frog, anyways. So, you know, one time after the class, one of these kids had the nerve, and he was one of my friends, he had the nerve to ask me, man, I thought you were supposed to be a Christian, Marquise. And, you know, this is a Catholic school, so, you know, everybody's really supposed to be Christian, right? So, I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? But basically, man, it made me have to look at myself, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody in the class, they looked at me as a Christian. And, man, from that day, I'll tell you the truth, I never cheated again. Because I was convicted and I was like, man, even though everybody else is doing this cheating in this class, I can't do this no more. You know what I'm saying? So, man, after that, I had people, you know, I mean, that wasn't the only class we did that stuff in. I mean, we had Spanish class, bro. Look, man, hey, all the people that I sat with, we had the same grades, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm pretty sure the teachers might have knew something. But, you know, we, man, after that, I just, you know, if people ask me questions or whatever, and I didn't know it, I would be like, man, I don't, even if I did know it, I'd be like, I don't know. You know, I can't help you. I'm not trying to have you help me. You know, if I mess up on here, this is my fault. You know what I'm saying? So, man, that really allowed me to really clean my laundry, and I'm telling you the truth. Since then, I've never cheated on anything again because I want my life to impact people for God, man. And that's really what's up.
Yo, so let me tell you about mine that. So remember I told you, the Lord really knocked me off the horse in February in college.
Yeah.
So you had January, where school was going on. And, man, I was taking human anatomy. And human anatomy lab was, you know, was, man, you know, dissecting pigs and well, some other stuff we used to dissect. And, man, that was just a tough class.
Yeah.
So, man, we, you know, man, it was, we cheated bad up in that piece. Cats would pass the test around while the teacher was sitting there with the professor. And, man, so February, before, you know, like a few days before the test, is when I had, you know, repented 100, you know, 100% repented. So, well, 100%, at least 90-something.
But, 99.9.
So, man, so I got in class, and we got a test. And I'm just like, man, I don't know nothing on this, because the habit was, the, you know, was the cheating there.
Yeah.
Man, they pass around tests, and I, you know, I'm living for the Lord now. I can't cheat. And I'm struggling. Kept sharing answers. And I was like, yeah, I can't even, if I, you know, I could have played like I was, I didn't listen on purpose.
Yeah.
I heard the answers by mistake. But I knew in my heart that would be cheating. Man, right. I got a 22 on that test.
Man.
Out of what?
Out of $100. Out of 100. Come on, man. This guy need to go back to school. This guy said a 22 out of what?
I mean, I was asking if you got 22 questions right. Out of what? Now, not no, a 22%.
22 out of 100, yeah. So check this out. That was a major class. That class, I had to get at least a C out of it. Because of that 22.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that's, you know, I wound up getting a D out of the class. And then, so in another class, I had my man Big Hat. Big Hat was a lineman on the college squad. And after he finished, he was the lineman coach, so he can go hard. We taking the test, and the teacher walks out. And he, Big Hat, looks at me. He said, Earls! Earls! What's number three?
He just said it out loud.
Yeah, the teacher was gone, so he whispered loud. And I'm just like, oh, Lord. I'm about to, you know, I can't see. He about to get me. And I said, He said, what? I said, no, man. And I'm now fearing for my life. He said, what you mean? I said, hat, you know I'm trying to live right, and I can't cheat.
Yeah.
He said, Earls, you all right, man. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Nah, man, we really, you know, I mean, this is some stuff that we had to clean up even in our past. And, I mean, there's still stuff that, you know, the only way that this could get cleaned is you have to, number one, have a relationship with God. Because you have to look at yourself, examine yourself and say, man, first of all, there's nothing I can do to get right. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that since you're saved, there's still you have faith, but you have to put action to your faith. You have to, if you're gonna say, God, help me not to cheat, you're gonna be tested. He's gonna say, yo, somebody's gonna ask you, or you're gonna get a test, and you don't know half the stuff. And sometimes you just gotta bite the bullet. If you gotta get a 22%, hey man, I guarantee the next time you took a test, you wasn't gonna get a 22% because you was gonna study. So I mean, it actually helped you out when you was like, man, I'm just gonna do what I can.
And that the Lord taught me how to study.
Yeah.
I became, you know, after that, man, shortly after that, I started getting on the dean's list. And my final, you know, by the time I got out of college, man, I was making straight A's, man. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Well, let me add some of my dirty laundry, man.
Hold on. Look, this is what we're going to do real quick. We're going to go to this joint right quick by Fro called Take It to the Streets. And it's about taking the gospel, you know what I'm saying, to the streets. I mean, we actually talked about that with my man, Jason. That's right, man. Check out that episode. Fro right here, Take It to the Streets. Take it.
You say you out about the ministry to take it to the streets. You want to know Poppin', it's your man, Pro, and you can catch me on Yada Da King Radio. Get at us.
It's Mr. Goodfellas Jerome, baby.
It's time to get it in. Yeah.
Yes, sir, baby. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to do it big for the king up in this piece right here. Look, I'm a brand new man, baby. God has brought me from a long way. But better yet, I'ma give you a little taste of where he brought me from. Y'all ready? Yeah, let's go. Yo, I got tired of being tired of being the same old, same sin. I was broken, plenty miles on me, 150 on me. Had to go to God
to a chip fruit somewhere.
Needed an overhaul. I answered the altar call. Only one down there trying to break free. Yeah. Feeling the tug of war between the spirit and the flesh. Yeah. Wanna submit, but the legions are trying to take my breath. It ain't time yet for me to see the light. Yeah. That tug of war at my heart had to come to rest. My fight for life was done when Christ the Messiah hung his head and said,
it is finished.
3 days in a grave and a visit to the gates of hell. Took the keys over death, hell, and the grave to prove once and for all that he prevailed. Now I got a story to tell. You'll find it in the non-fiction section with no lies in the text.
I'll never be the same. I've been redeemed. He transformed me. I'm a brand new me. Now that I'm ready for Christ, I'm living life to please the King. Cause when he saved me, I gave up the old. I put on the new.
mind when I broke from the clenched fist of my nemesis. I call him Satan the Grinch. I'm down with Christ, we tight like vice grips. I'm never letting go, even if the only thing I got to hold on to is the end of a thread. Yo, greasy for Christ, easy on the Crisco. Shine like mop and glow, cause Christ is the centerfold of J Magazine. That means J-E-S-U-S, the Bible I read. From the front to the back, contents to the concordance. In between the Genesis to Revelations, obeying the corners. Don't matter if you fast like the rabbit or steady like the tortoise. To endure till the end, you must obey his law and order. I got the upper hand in Christ, like flipping the corner. Cause tails is for the shortcomers, but hands will always be for the top runners.
I'll never be the same. I've been redeemed, transformed me. I'm a brand new me. Now that I'm repping Christ, I'm living life to please the King. Cause when he say yeah, I gave up the old, I put on the new. Don't have a desire to do what I used to do. Never turn back to the world, to the cross. I gotta run from the depths of the dungeon of hell. It's where I come from.
Yeah, yeah. Ever since that day the Lord changed me, ever since he changed my life around, I haven't had a desire to look back. God can do the same thing for you if you allow him to. The Bible says that any man that be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Until the next time, I'm out.
Christian
from the Yada Da Kings Radio,
and I'm letting you know about the $50 for the whole summer sale that we got going on right now. You can advertise your music, your ministry, whatever you're doing for the kingdom. You could do it here
on Yada Da Kings Radio. $50 for the whole summer, man.
So check it out. Email us at yadadaking@gmail.com and we can make it happen, Captain. It's King.
By the way, man, if you guys want to advertise with us, we got a special going on. When is it going to end?
We're leaving it open right now.
We're leaving it open right now. We had a question. We had somebody ask us when we're going to end it. So what we're doing right now, 4 months, you pay us $50. We'll advertise whatever you got you want to do, your ministry. Whether it's your business, your album, or whatever.
Yeah.
You got a mixtape coming
out. It
got to
be a cool business, too.
And it's got to be something that's Christ-oriented and Christ-centered.
We're not promoting strippers or nothing like that.
No.
Like,
no,
you can keep the money. That's dirty money. We don't need that.
You know, one thing I can say, hair salons, that's cool. You know.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Because Frog need a hair salon.
To be honest with you, I do right now because Mrs. Toad has nails and she can't braid my hair, so I'm stuck with this ponytail right now for a while. So,
yeah, so that's why he's looking like T-Pain for all the live streamers that keep saying that.
Shut your mouth. Okay,
T-Pain
so.
With a whistle.
Yeah, he said T-Pain with the whistle. Wow.
This isn't a whistle. It's just a necklace with no cross on it.
So look, let me ask you.
Are you gonna finish the advert? I mean, if you wanna advertise,
get us. Yeah,
Jesus loves me. Make sure you get back at us about advertising.
Yeah.
We know who you are, aka K, aka Holly Hall Lee.
Okay. So check it out. This is what we want to say, Frog. I just want to allow you to be able to. Was there some dirty laundry that you had to clear up in your life?
Let me think.
Okay, that might be a while.
No, seriously, because when you say dirty laundry,
is there something that you had to clean up in your life, man?
Had to clean up in my life.
Yes,
man. There's been quite a few things. That
share
had to clean
something
up in
with
my
somebody
life.
Out there.
Let's see. I'm gonna air my dirty laundry. Let's see. One of the things that I had to clean up, man. When I had first gotten saved, I was still smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I don't see any issue wrong, anything wrong with this. And one thing that my brother-in-law had brought up to me one day, because they were talking to me about it, and they said, well, you're a temple, you know, would you think God would want smoke in his temple? And it kind of, you know, it convicted me. So, ever since then, I stopped. And then, man, there's okay, we got the live stream right now. For those of you guys listening to the podcast, live stream is going crazy right now. They are going wild in here. Nah, but it's really hard to really say, man. I haven't really thought of nothing to really pinpoint some real dirty laundry.
So are you still smoking? Are you still smoking, Frog?
No.
Okay, so basically he had to clean that up, basically. Nah, and really, man, when you look at, there's a lot of things that we got to look at in our life and say, God, is this pleasing to you? If not, then that's dirty laundry that we need to clean up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I really feel like we always have to be checking ourselves. If I get an attitude in my life, or if I get upset because of some stuff that goes on, you know what I'm saying, then I need to check that. You know what I'm saying? My attitude shouldn't change just because I'm going through circumstances. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to trust God in them circumstances versus getting an attitude and just not connect with my people and be, tripping and all that. And that's something that, personally, I got to continue to work on. I got to continue to clean that up. I got to ask Jesus to help me. Hey, Jason Earls, man, you got anything you want to talk about on the topic of dirty laundry?
Yeah, man, I got some dirty laundry, man, that the Lord has helped me to go in the washing machine, man. I'm a very strong proponent, have a very strong conviction on, being the man of God, for the fam. So Deuteronomy 6, heal Israel, Lord is your God, Lord is one. Love the Lord all your heart, soul, and strength. Just communicating, teaching the precepts of the Lord to my kids. I'm also a big one on doing the Ephesians, the Ephesians 5 piece, washing my wife with the word.
Yeah.
So I've tried different approaches, on communicating these things to, communicating the scriptures to my wife, man. And, so I've tried to, I used to do, we would read the scripture together, read a chapter a day. Then after that, man, one thing that I started doing was actually, I would actually develop a Bible study, just a written Bible study. Sometimes we would, just chop it up. Then a lot of times I started just talking to her about the scriptures, and we dialoguing about some scriptures I might be having a challenge with trying to interpret, just what the Lord's been saying to me, what the Lord's been saying to her. And as of, for the past few months, a brother has neglected, I've taken the easy route and washing my wife with the word. So it stopped, let's read the scriptures together. Let's pick up this devotional and go through it. Let me try to develop a custom-made Bible study for you. Just the easiest thing became the consistent thing, which is not always fruitful. You got to change up your game a little bit. You can't always do the same crossover because it's going to get picked.
Yeah.
And so I kept, I would just do the easy thing, and it became, just laziness. So I was washing my wife with the word in a lazy way, whatever was the best convenient thing for me, and not necessarily fighting, to wash her with the word, the best way. So I kind of, I peeped that out. And a lot of times as men, I know, I ain't going to speak for every man. For myself, when I know that I'm not handling up on the stuff that I know I'm supposed to do, you can kind of just just kind of wallow in it for a minute, man, I don't even want to bring it up, because of it's really pride, but we feeling bad because we hadn't been, doing it, going hard at it. So, man, I just, a few weeks ago, man, I just started, communicating it to her, I need to step it up. I haven't been, putting best foot forward. Yeah. And washing you with the word, I have the easy method that we do, and that's become the way that I do it. And I thank God for blessing me with a godly wife who's honest, who doesn't mind doing the Proverbs 24
open rebuke, faith about the wounds of a friend.
Yeah.
That's just it. Yep, I know.
Yeah.
And so, man, you know, of course, you know, we talked about, you know, why I was doing it the lazy way, why I was taking the, you know, the easiest way out and just chopping up the scripture with her. And, man, she just began to tell me, thank God for her honesty. She was like, yeah, you know, I know you can do more, and not just that, but I need you to do more.
Yeah.
And so, man, I'm just, you know, I'm airing my stuff out because I know that other cats, you know, can be struggling with that, or some cats might not even,
yeah, that's
you know.
Good.
Nah, that is good. Because, I mean, as you're saying that, I'm like, man, I mean, I, you know, I go through the same thing. You know, to be honest, man, I get so caught up in stuff that I need to do outside of the home that I tend to neglect the home.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. So yeah. it's just been good just to talk about it, man, and really, you know, once again, you know, just really confess that thing to the Lord and get excited about, man, just reading the scriptures together and about it. And man, it's just been good, especially us being at the point where we are,
yeah,
where the Lord has us now, man. So it's just a banging thing. So I'm airing my stuff out, and y'all feel free to hit me up in the email. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Jason Earls. You can hit me up on Facebook and ask me. Hold a brother accountable. Make sure that I'm not being lazy,
yeah,
and watch my wife with the word. You know, my life is an open book. You know, when I'm on the comedy stage, when I'm communicating the scriptures through the vein of preaching, man, you know, I'm going to be honest with everybody. And I always want everybody to know that, man, nobody, no believer is above being rebuked.
Yeah.
You might got to, you know, you can't rebuke an elder sharply. You just got to go about it a certain way. But everybody should be open rebuking. We just live in a time, man, where it's not customary for those who are in leadership or those who are on a certain platform to be rebuked. And so, man, hold a brother accountable. Y'all see me after comedy show, you know, wherever, and just ask, man, how you doing with watching your wife? You still doing it the lazy way?
That goes big. I mean, Peter was rebuked by Paul.
Yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Look, this is what we're going to do, man. Jason Earls, we at that time where we got to actually, you know what I'm saying, keep the show pushing. What we're going to do is we want you to be able to share your contact information. You did kind of share, you know, where you're at. Can you give them, like, the addresses for those? Or do you got, like, a specific address for your Twitter, Facebook, website? Let them know what's good.
Yeah, you go to jasonearls.com. jasonearls.net. jasonearls.net or seriouscomedy.org. Both of those, if you go to seriouscomedy.org, Jason Earls, on the top of that, you know, you'll see that'll connect you to my Twitter or my Facebook page. And, man, I got this new initiative, this new project that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, as I've been going across the country, man, I've been running into a lot of cats who just, you know, as we begin to chop it up, they say that they struggling with spending time in the scriptures. They just neglecting reading the word.
Yeah.
So, man, I've started the Proverbs Project. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put a link up there right now, and it's a YouTube deal. And all I'm doing is just challenging cats to read a proverb a day. It takes 3 minutes, 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes to read one chapter out of the Bible a day.
Yeah.
And so what I'm doing is, you know, the 31 days. I mean, 31 chapters in Proverbs. The 30 to 31 days in a month. And so whatever the date is, like today's the 8th, so everybody who's saying they want to get on board, you read Proverbs chapter 8. And once you read Proverbs chapter 8, you just underline which ones stick out to you. Not all of them, but which ones just make you say, And then you just, I'm going to do it on my blog page on Jason's Insight, and you just go in with me, and when I put mine up there, you just put your comment, and you just write with your verses. We're not there to preach to anybody.
Right.
We're there. It's just a way to keep everybody encouraged to read the word, to get in the scriptures.
Man,
and that's all. So
that's some good
stuff. the Proverbs Project, man. Just hit click on that page, and I'm about to upload the video and probably put it on my front page.
Man, praise God, man. Hey, Jason Earls, man, we appreciate you being on with us, man, and we actually about to run into some music right quick.
Are you going to cut him off?
We're going to cut him off on the podcast, yes, sir.
Okay.
But look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to this song by Q-Heem. The song is called Jehovah Dose. We ain't played it in a minute, so we're going to Jehovah Dose.
Jehovah Dose.
Yes, sir.
What's the dude's name, man?
Q-Heem the Redeemed.
Q-Heem.
All right. I just want to make sure y'all had it right, man. I don't want y'all to come back and have a name to you.
All right, here we go.
Q-Heem. Appreciate y'all, man.
When I turn my life up, my identity is crisis. I'm mapped off the 13 letters, I'm righteous. My kingdom people gon' like this. The metamorphosis got me cleaner than your ISIS. Illumination is an everyday process. All world redeemed with Jesus in the cockpit. From meek and milk behind the glory. The moment of truth, open the book and find the story. Rewind the incredible walk, and I speak the body language as an edible talk. Cause he rocked the cross and these nails. Real talk after the music, stop rebel. Jehovah Dose, your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah Dose, your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God. Jehovah Dose, me know you really won't do. 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 Jehovah Dose, me know you really won't do.
Yeah, you hear the sound, now it's time to stand out. This is kingdom business, so I brung the band out. Man down in the fight of my life, my hero, incredible, it gotta be Christ. Still standing here with no bandage. The gospel was put on your brain with no danger. And when I show that light with a bold white life, I'ma glow like Christ. Live my life by the stereo system. When I turn up the volume, they staring and listening. And when you people miss sneakers and eye dies, cause of Christ in their life, the speakers and I buy.
Jehovah Dose, your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah Dose, your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah Dose, me know you really won't do. 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 Jehovah Dose, me know you really won't do.
So when you drop your kid off, I'm aiming with the gospel to pop they lid up. I rock with Kid Moss, DJ BA. Oh, yeah. Speaking body language when he say, we say. Replay the dope, got the doc on DJ. Off the top rope like Nacho Libre. I preach life like DJ Wayo. With the ham sandwich on your DJ table. Holding your life through the holy culture. Every rebirth with Jehovah Dose. Ain't no secular checking the boys hot. And I'm after the anthem, secular boy guy.
Come on.
What are you listening to? You have 5 seconds. Sing and download your iPod. You heard the name
Jehovah Dose, me know you really want
to be proactive.
Jehovah Dose, me know you really want to.
Guard your eyes,
me know you really want to.
Guard your ears,
Jehovah Dose, me know you really want to.
And watch your
mouth, Jehovah Dose, me know you really want to. Jehovah Dose, me know you really want to.
If the rest against the machine,
you really want to.
Come on,
Jehovah Dose, me know you really want to.
Let's go.
Jehovah Dose, your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God.
Jehovah Dose, your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah Dose, me know you really won't do. Jehovah Dose, me know you really won't do. Jehovah Dose, me know you really won't do. Jehovah Dose, me know you really won't do.
Hey, it's your boy Q-Heem the Redeemed. And when I'm driving, man, through the Bay Bridge out here in the Prairie area, you already know when I Jehovah Dose my iPod, I'm listening to the Yada the King radio show, man. So that means that 9 times out of 10 times, we praising the Lord 10 times. Yo, Don Christian, Frog, let's do it. Yada the King, man.
We got a lot of people trying to go back to the old man. You've been born again and you still trying to rock the old man. It's time to take that little brown shirt off. Okay, you came to the light, yeah. Zealous as a rock star. Hundreds in the offering plate, traded in that boxcar. Got yourself a house, yep. Think you met your spouse, bet. Things are looking up now, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Holy Ghost done moved ya. Devil put in overtime, don't wanna see you glossy. Man, them saints have gotta shine. Feel like New Orleans, now Katrina try to rock us. Blow us off the rock, but this property is locked up, God owned, purchased at the cross like a poster. We publish our Jesus, he started this holy culture. We noticed some who had wandered out from the faith.
faith. Backsliding like the moonwalk. Brother, there's no escape. Fam, you started out well. I mean, even your spirit beefed up. Grew from milk bottles to meat, but why you lean up? I know this sin is tempting, but don't flirt, cause you look strange born again with that lil' bruh shirt.
You got your lil' bruh shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt.
Hit him with that truth, man. Y'all know we couldn't make up. Separate the clean from the unclean, man, time to break up. Eternal shake-up, hoping y'all would wake up. They tryna stack that cheddar, man, we tryna get our weight up. Chewing on that good stuff, raised from the street up. Went from milk to meat, now devil tryna turn the heat up. Now we turn the beat up, shouted through loudspeaker. Used to stand strong, now your swag is looking weaker.
Weaker?
Weaker, leaner than them lean cuisines. Why your flesh is fatter than a gumbo pot from New Orleans? Dude, there ain't no in between. Saints, we should be climbing. Why the fools be falling out of love like Frankie Lyman? Why you do be rhyming? All of y'all can stand and chime in, cause you can't put that new wine up in them old wine skins. Finally, I'ma leave them with a truth that might hurt, but if you're still bound, then go and check your shirt.
You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little
church, you drawing much now. Stay for quite a few years, said this church thing is working. Don't hang like you used to, homie went cold turkey.
A big shot.
Appeal to the kids, they see your work pockets fat. Church girls say he's saved and down to earth, but they don't know he don't pray much. Nah, he's off track, and when you ask him how you doing, he's like, none of your beeswax, boy. I tell you, it don't matter your posture. If you ain't saved, but just look at truly, you ain't prospered, boy. So many came and gone, it affects me, but I'm rooted in the Christ, though they try to infect me, boy. You can't put on the new man, doc, over that old man's habit. Yo, I'm telling you, stop. Be renewed in your mind, cause that outfit don't work. You look strange once again you with your little
you
brother
your,
shirt.
You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt.
Yo, don't make sense going back, man.
Check your shirt.
That shirt you tied around your chest.
Check your
trying
shirt.
To go back to the world. Come on,
check,
brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
that shirt too tight around your chest. It's tight around your chest. You can't breathe. Look at him, he can't breathe. Come on, sister, look at you. You can't breathe. Come on back to the Lord. Yeah, that shirt too tight around your chest. It's tight around your chest.
You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. You got your little brother shirt on, little brother shirt. Got your little brother shirt on.
Hey, that song right there was Velvet. Song entitled Lil Buzz Shirt On. And no, I don't have Frog shirt on today, but
words,
Frog has my shirt on today.
Man, you too.
It's like, no, I'm playing. Hey, this guy, he looked at his shirt like a mug, man. Look,
like,
man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. He was like, hey, I didn't steal this shirt from you. That was the other shirt I had the other day. No, I'm playing, man. Frog, Dirty Laundry, man. What's the conclusion on this show, man?
The conclusion on this show, you know, it's funny because when I actually thought of the actual show, man, and the topic of the show, it had nothing to do with what we've been talking about.
Interesting.
I mean, it has something to do with what we talked about, but not completely all the way what we talked about. Like, and what I was
what
going
on. What are
off
we
of,
talking about?
Would you let me get there, guys? it's funny because I'm trying to stall right now because I'm looking up something because I had X'd it out because we had stopped talking about it, but you want me to go back
Man,
to
I,
it.
I want you to shoot him up, babe.
You want me to shoot him up right
yes,
now?
Yes, definitely. Shoot him up, man. Okay. And no drugs.
Of course, guy. Why would I?
I'm just saying that's dirty about you. Man. We're done with that.
Okay, so the actual passage that I wanted to reference the show to, but it didn't go that way because Don Christian had no idea what he was talking about, and he took it somewhere else. It's all good.
Yes,
was actually off from Revelation 7, verses 9. Through, I believe, 14 or 15.
Hey, when anybody says something like this, they're trying to find out what the heck they're talking about. And
it's
still
all good. It's all good. But what I was talking about was, and I'll read the scripture. It basically says, it was talking about when John was in heaven, and he had the vision. And he was seeing all these people that were crying out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God,
right,
who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And he had asked the angel, John had asked the angel, he was like, who are these people saying this? And one of the angels said, or is it the elders, had then said, these in the white robes who are the, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Basically, here, I'm going to start at 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Revelation 7, verse 13. Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, when I was hearing this, my uncle had preached this at the family reunion. And when I heard it, and he was saying it made them, and he was talking about this, he was like, now, when you wash your clothes, you don't want to use something. How could, and he was saying, how could you make your clothes white from blood that's red? And then what he did was he referenced and used an analogy of a wash machine and your clothes being your life, your robes, you know, the stuff that you know, your life, basically. And the wash machine and the water being the Holy Spirit and the detergent being the blood of Christ. And he was basically saying that when we wash our clothes, when we give our life to Christ, we wash our clothes, we wash our robes, but we have to have the right ingredients. You can't wash your clothes with just the detergent. You can't wash your clothes with just water. You got to have detergent. And if you don't have the right mixture or enough detergent, those clothes don't get clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was basically coming to the aspect of how can we get our clothes clean, what ingredients we need to use. And then I was just basically going to go off the analogy, but it went a whole total different way.
Because why?
Because I didn't do any research.
Okay.
Because I didn't follow up.
I'm
I didn't,
just trying to
honestly,
say.
Honestly, I didn't follow up and
I'm just
didn't
trying to
read
say
more
this.
Into
All
it.
I'm trying to say is fraud. My guy, he's like, yeah, I'm pumped about this episode, Dirty Laundry. So I go on the Yada.King Facebook, right? And I go just check it out. And I'm like, you know, what is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to find out. So I get on there and all it says is Dirty Laundry. So I get here today and I'm like, fraud. So what are we supposed to talk about on the Dirty Laundry? He's like, I'm going to look something up real fast. So basically, I would have had to be at this sermon, you know what I'm saying, to kind of understand what you were understanding.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, I tried to give it ahead of time. I tried to give the analogy to him, but I don't think he was paying attention to me. And he wasn't really listening.
You didn't go into full detail.
I didn't go into full detail either.
But you're my brother, though, man.
It's okay, man.
So when you fumble, my job is to pick it up and run the other way. Nah, we on the same team. Nah, it's just to pick it up and run with it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Man,
it's all good because it ended up turning out to be pretty good.
It kind of did a spin off of Jason Earls.
Well, the thing is, it's funny because I was thinking to myself, I was like, if this doesn't go well, I'm pretty sure it's going to end up turning out to be airing your dirty laundry. Because when you hear dirty laundry, you think about airing your dirty laundry or airing dirty laundry.
No, I don't think about airing. I think about cleaning the dirty laundry. You know, when you got dirty laundry, You're not just supposed to put it in the room and air it out. That stinks. So we clean it up.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good stuff. Because, I mean, people were talking about airing their, you know, the dirty laundry on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook be like the number one place for people to air their dirty laundry.
And I got to say this, man. If you got problems, do not use Facebook to air out your problems.
Right.
Do not use Facebook as a way to communicate. If you got a problem with your wife, talk to your wife. If you got a problem with people, talk to the people. Don't put it on Facebook talking about this happened, because that don't help no situation.
But what you said was good, though, about airing dirty. Why would you air dirty laundry? You want to clean it.
That's right. So that's really what's good, man. So look, clean your act up. Get your life together. I'm your boy, Don Christian, a.k.a. Servant, a.k.a. Mr. Franklin.
It's your boy, Frog, a.k.a. E-Rick.
And, yeah, you're tuned in to Yada That King. Let's get it.
I always gotta, gotta keep my praise unique, because ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada That King, Shabakta, King. I Yada That King, I Yada That King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yada That King, Shabakta, King. We Yada That King, we Yada That King.